From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an accusation of complicity by Russia's leader in a murder case in London. President Vladimir Putin probably approved the plan by Russia's FSB security service to kill a former agent-turned-Kremlin critic who died after drinking tea laced with radioactive poison. That is according to a British judge Thursday in a strongly worded report that led Moscow to accuse Britain of a politically motivated attack. Judge Robert Owen, who led a public inquiry into the 2006 killing of Alexander Litvinenko, said he was certain that two Russian men had given Litvinenko tea containing a fatal dose of polonium-210 during a meeting at a London hotel. He said there was a strong probability that Russia's FSB, the successor to the Soviet Union's KGB, directed the killing and that the operation was probably approved by Putin, then as now the president of Russia. On his deathbed, Litvinenko accused Putin of ordering his killing. Britain summoned the Russian ambassador for a dressing down Thursday and imposed an asset freeze on the two main Russian suspects. British Home Secretary Theresa May spoke to the Parliament in London.
The government takes these findings extremely seriously, as I am sure does every member of this House. We are carefully considering the report's findings in detail and their implications. In particular, the conclusion that the Russian state was probably involved in the murder of Mr. Litvinenko is deeply disturbing. Yeah. It goes without saying that this was a blatant and unacceptable breach of the most fundamental tenets of international law.
Moscow has always strongly denied being involved. VOA News. Dominic Ongwen's confirmation of charges hearing at the International Criminal Court, which will determine if there is sufficient evidence for a trial, has once again brought the conversation of justice and peace in northern Uganda to the forefront. Elizabeth Pollard reports from Kampala.
The case of Dominic Ongwen has divided many on the meaning of justice and reconciliation. Ongwen is seen as both a victim and a perpetrator. Abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army at only 10 years old, he joined the ranks of thousands of other child soldiers. But over time, Ongwen managed to rise through the ranks of the LRA, carrying out multiple attacks and working his way into Joseph Kony's inner circle. Ongwen surrendered himself in the Central African Republic in January of 2015, and soon after, he was transferred to the ICC. Ongwen's pre-trial hearing is expected to last 3 to 5 days. If the court finds there is sufficient evidence, the case is expected to go to trial. Elizabeth Pola for VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Plunging oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first few weeks of this year, but U.S. Treasury's chief, Jack Lew, says cheap oil is benefiting consumers across the globe. Thursday, Lew told the annual World Economic Forum at the Swiss ski resort in Davos that the crude oil now below $27 a barrel in the world market, consumers have more money in their pockets to buy products they need or improve their household finances by paying down debt or saving. He said low prices do not have to be bad for the overall global economy. Lew said the slowdown in Chinese economic growth, the other main factor in the world stock market turmoil, was not a surprise, but he said it shows Beijing needs to press ahead with a long and difficult transition to change the Chinese economy from focusing on exports to a more consumer-driven economy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that international peace talks on Syria's future that were supposed to begin Monday could be delayed by a day or two. Kerry made the comments Thursday on the sidelines of an economic forum in Davos, Switzerland. He arrived in Davos late Wednesday and met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Afterwards, Lavrov and Moscow has no intention to postpone the negotiations until next month. Kerry also met with U.N. envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura. And the World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has Ebola in Sierra Leone, where an outbreak of the virus had been declared over in November. The first case was reported last week when Ebola was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died on January 12th. A WHO spokesman said now the woman's aunt, who served as the primary caregiver, had tested positive. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.